Hi everyone, welcome to The Funnel, an experience-driven commerce podcast. I'm Shannon Abel, Senior Media Marketing Specialist at Blue Acorn ICI and host. Each episode, I interview customer experience experts to discuss the latest trends and topics that matter most to brand and retail professionals. Today's episode is a continuation of our previous episode, Preparing Your Website Infrastructure and Customer Experience for Peak Traffic Times. Our speakers will be Adrian Luna, Head of Strategic Partnerships at WebScale, Lindsay Murray, VP of Performance Marketing at Blue Acorn ICI, and Rick Bozinski, VP of Solution Architecture at Blue Acorn ICI.
How can a brand enhance the customer experience, drive conversions, and foster customer relationships during their busy seasons?
So from a marketing perspective, Shannon, we're really taking a look at the data that we're capturing, both on-site shopping and browsing the site, but also through checkout and purchase data, and really using that information to speak directly to the customer. So we want to be able to identify if someone is just browsing for the first time, if they are checking out and shopping for the first time. We want to make sure that we're thanking them and following up with kind of an onboarding or thank you series type email campaign. We're also going to want to know if they're giving a gift. Maybe they check the this is a gift box at checkout, and that's another data point or attribute that we can use to possibly target them in the future and understand what their gift giving and gift shopping behavior is like. So really making sure that we can tie that data to specific triggers or specific kind of attributes that will help us to customize the conversation and the campaigns in that conversational aspect with them in the future.
Yeah, I mean, as far as enhancing customer experience, I mean, obviously that sits very much on the Blue Acorn ICI part of the house, but I can actually speak from just a customer. So not so much, you know, what we're doing on the infrastructure management side, but just me as a person. I mean, you know, sitting on this side, I can definitely appreciate a lot of the work that goes into some of the data analysis and what you're doing to improve that customer experience. I mean, just think of the ways that we've interacted with some of the same brands, you know, pre-2020 going into what obviously happened in 2020 that continued through last year and what even still continues now. And we talk about customer engagement through buy online, pick up in store and yep, curbside functionality and fulfillment via online and mobile, or at least engagement a lot with a heavier presence online, whether it's desktop or mobile. I mean, predominantly mobile at this point. But I mean, even in my own day-to-day after work life, I've almost prefer to engage with brands who have a really solid mobile experience and make it really easy for me as a customer to be able to transact online, to pick something up and not necessarily have to go back to the old brick and mortar ways. It's definitely given me a more of an appreciation for a lot of the work that teams like yours do.
Totally, Adrian. And understanding and being able to store and act upon those preferences that you've just mentioned, especially without you explicitly providing those preferences, just using technology to store and track where you are, for example, engaging with the messaging that we're providing. Are you more frequently opening emails versus SMS? Are you more likely to engage in a retargeting ad versus a video or vice versa? So that we're able to kind of take that choice aspect or that aspect of you providing us with those details off of your plate, because you have enough to deal with already, and to be able to just kind of automatically provide you with the experience that you're looking for based on the cues that you've provided us with in the past.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I've actually seen, again, back to being a customer more than anything, I mean, I've seen a lot of changes in how brands manage queues and waiting lines. And yeah, I'm really big into some limited release products and in the shoe space and others. So is that something that you've seen an uptick in? Have you been able to offer clients a quick way to be able to manage things like queues and online waiting rooms?
Yeah, Adrian, I'll step out of the marketing arm for a minute. And one of the areas that Blue Acorn ICI does provide support in is contact center management and offering contact center services. We, for a lot of our clients, provide both phone call support as well as email and even live chat. We support a couple of clients that have regular flash sales or limited edition release. So we're able to staff for that to help support with any questions and concerns that come up and really be able to flex up when there are those influx of kind of customer touch points that need to happen. So that's an area where we've seen that our services are really, really increasing for a lot of these kind of flash sales and more engaged limited release type products and brands.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I'm always interested in, you know, kind of the newest trends and things that weren't necessarily around, you know, 5-6 years ago that are now just becoming their own niches, capabilities, industries, you name it.
Yeah, and another area that kind of coincides with that, but is a little bit different, just taking even the kind of back to data and insights, taking some of the learnings from our contact center reps, finding out what some of the top questions or top touch points are that customers are asking about, or even something like a where's my order inquiry. How can we kind of break down some of the barriers and eliminate some of those touch points to make it easier for customers to find the answers to what they need and also have less touch points with the contact center? So for example, we often will get information from our contact center to help to create, you know, additional FAQs or a library of some commonly asked questions. We can even provide feedback if there's common issues or concerns with particular products or brands. So using that data again and bringing it full circle to help improve the overall experience.
I want to comment on something that you mentioned, Adrian, about you kind of being a shoe fanatic and liking the way in which that content is made consumable. There was an interesting report, and actually I've personally seen this all throughout last year as a trend, but officially there've been a number of reports that have come out, including one at the end of last month by Forbes that predicted that 2022 would begin to be an age of curation. And I find this really interesting because it also seems to be a lot of the emphasis that is put on a lot of our marketing campaigns and our efforts. So the closest corollary I can think of is prepping customers for getting exclusive access to, say, a subset of the catalog for next season. Let's say they're a seasonal shopper. They only buy, I don't know, like maybe the outdoor gear for a particular season. And as a brand, we're really well known for it. Well, giving an advanced notice or an exclusive look at that subset of the catalog as a part of your promotional campaign, I think is a really easy way to enhance CX. But I think more importantly, it's in alignment with the trend that we're seeing. And going back to what you had said about your experience as a consumer, because that's really what this all comes down to. I myself, this is kind of a funny anecdote, but I myself liken a lot of my experience with shopping online over the last few years as akin to walking into a big box store and getting what I call department store eyes. And I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but you walk through these stores and there's just so much stuff and it tends to be a lot of the same, or the collections are predictable. And you walk through long enough and your eyes get dry, you get tired of it, you want to leave. There's a sense of lacking of an experience through presentation of, we'll say, product, but really that extends to content that was made relevant to me. And so what I really see for this year as a way that merchants can begin to enhance their customer experience is thinking about it in terms of how do I curate my offering in a way that looks and feels exclusive to the end consumer. And so going back to what you had started with, Adrian, I think in the shoe segment or fashion, really fashion apparel segment, I think that's something that those merchants have been doing right for a long time. And we're seeing a lot of others beginning to follow suit. So it's something that I think all merchants should consider going into this year as a core focus of a lot of their marketing efforts.
So what can a brand do the next 30 days to start preparing for peak traffic times?
I can kick that off. And in my opinion, I'd love to say, you know, put a shameless plug in here, but in all actuality, I think, you know, your team, the Blue Acorn ICI team, is really should be the first point of contact, because I think it really begins with doing an overall, you know, digital site audit or digital experience audit, just understanding, you know, getting a look under the hood and really understanding what's happening. And that typically happens at the code level, the application level first. Let's understand what the customer experience is now, understanding what improvements can be made. You know, I mentioned a lot of the core web vital statistics and your ability to be ranked on the largest search platform in the world, which is Google, and then go ahead and make those changes. Now, whether those changes need to be made and rolled out in a certain fashion at the application and platform level, great. If some of that spills into some optimization of infrastructure and security and the delivery of data via someone like WebScale, then great. I mean, we're here to support it. But first and foremost, I really think it begins with the Blue Acorn ICI team and just understanding where a brand is now, where they would like to be. And then we can put together a plan to understand what measures and steps need to be taken to get to that long-term goal.
Yeah. I mean, not to pat myself on the back there, but I fully agree, Adrian. And I think having a picture of the operational footprint of the organization allows you to plot points on that map to identify where you need to look. And at the most basic level, it's always going to come down to people, process, and technology. And there's an aspect of preparation that goes into each of those three pillars. And I think collectively between Blue Acorn ICI and WebScale, in terms of what we've done for our customers and what we offer, we have a service line, we have an ability to provide consultation in any one of those three pillars. So whether it's instrumentation at a system level using technology, or making sure that your processes are equipped to handle the operational load, let's say of orders flowing into a particular system, or maybe it's helping you understand and project how many actual people you'll need to support that operational load. I mean, those are all ways in which we can help our customers to prepare. But I would say, just as a general rule of thumb, a free piece of advice for merchants who maybe not be engaging with any sort of a partner, because we recognize that many of them exist and they have their own in-house teams. Start with those three pillars. Look at everything through the lens of people, process, and technology, and attach metrics to all of those areas and the systems and people that are within them. And if they're not currently being measured, find the tool to measure those. And of course, that's where the work that both of our teams do day in and day out, I think, can really offer a distinct advantage to the merchant, because we're in the ecosystem every single day. We use these tools many times for ourselves, and by extension, we can offer them to our customers.
And you guys know what I'm going to say to prepare. I'm a self-proclaimed data diva. So make sure that you guys all have your tracking in order, even if it's just an internal lightweight audit. Make sure that the information that you think is being captured by different pixels and analytics platforms actually is. And also make sure that it's usable, especially if you have multiple different technologies and platforms that are capturing data. It's a great time to not just make sure that it's accurate and valid, but what you can do to maybe streamline some of it to make sure that when peak season hits again, you have a really good handle on how best to use that data and you feel confident in it. There's nothing worse than having all these great ideas to provide really specific and strategic, you know, messaging to customers and being concerned that maybe it's not accurate. And it's never a good thing to deliver the wrong message at the right time. So just making sure that you're capturing all the data that you possibly can so that you're able to really ratchet up for peak with your communication.
Lindsay, I feel like I missed out on a really good Christmas gift, which would have been a coffee cup or a shirt that says Data Diva on it. So I really love that.
I am a total analytics nerd. So yes, I would have loved that.
Great. Anything else you would like to mention before we wrap up?
No, I think on our side here, we touched on a lot of different points. It could seem, you know, very complex. And I think that's always the danger of talking about a lot of these things, is it seems very complex and difficult to orchestrate and manage. But that's the purpose of having these two teams on a podcast and working together consistently, is, you know, allowing us to really offload some of the management and consultation pieces of it, and take a more of a solutions approach to engaging with a brand and saying, hey, let's work on this together to really understand what's happening and see what we can do to put a brand in a better place. And we always call it a triangle of support, right? It's someone like Blue Acorn at one corner, it's Webscale at the other, but ultimately the client's at the top, and it's our responsibility to maintain their brand quality. So that's my final remark.
I fully agree with that, Adrian. I can't add much more to it except to reinforce the idea that we are about collaboration. And I think it's important to recognize that when you think in terms of single channel, let alone omni-channel operations, the vastness of that landscape is often too big to take on alone. And so, you know, with some of the specialized services that both we at Blue Acorn ICI offer and you at Webscale offer, I think that merchants can find they have a really reliable partner that excels in their respective craft, and we can begin to remove the burden from them having to otherwise figure out in the vast pool of things to do, which to prioritize and really how to go about executing them. So we're here to help. And that's really the key takeaway that I'd like to leave here.
I think the last thought that I have, Shannon, is really just to keep in mind that every engagement with your site or your brand or your product is a customer engagement touch point, whether it's receiving a marketing message, whether it's going directly to your website or your app, whether it's having to go through a returns process. So really keeping in mind that it's not necessarily just the high level items that we typically think about, but also some of those key areas that are a little more difficult, you know, needing to send that apology note for a misship or an issue with site uptime, and also making those experiences that may not be the greatest, trying to ease that a little bit, because any experience that isn't great is always going to stick out in their mind, especially if you typically are providing an awesome experience. Just kind of preparing and keeping in mind that there's always going to be something to have to plan for, delivering maybe not the best news, but use it as a positive and really speak directly to that customer, because really once they make their purchase with you, that's when they're really relying on you and you have that one-on-one conversation and engagement with them. So just treating them the way that you would expect your brand to treat customers, and making sure that you're continuing to message them with consistent brand messaging across all touch points.
Great. Well, thank you, Lindsay, Adrian, and Rick for joining us. For those of you listening, you can find any of our episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts. But until next time.